All right, so we are still waiting to connect up with ABC's Adrian Bankert in Chiang Rai, Thailand, here in just moments. This live radio thing is like walking a tightrope. It's not nearly as dangerous, though, as getting out of that cave, as you could possibly imagine. Although, apparently the water has receded enough that you can walk out in some areas, but you also have to do some climbing. So you need some climbing gear. You also have to do some diving because you're completely underwater in some spots. So you have to have the ability to breathe through an air tank. It is just an unbelievably complicated rescue. But they decided to carry this out because the monsoons threatened to flood the caves even more, including that ledge where the boys, the dry ledge where those boys and their coach had ended up. So. Kind of their hand was forced. Were you taken by surprise, though, this weekend when you saw the news come in?
I got a text alert.
You did?
ATR text alert that a couple of them had been rescued. I'm like, what? Yay.
Yeah, I know.
So then, of course, you know, you got to keep monitoring to find out how many more they have out.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing this morning as many as 8, but we have confirmed from ABC reporters on the scene so far 5.
Yeah.
So as soon as we get in touch with Adrian Bankert, we'll get an updated number on that as well. So.
You know, it was interesting as they cleared out as many people as they could away from the mouth of the cave so that there wouldn't be anything to hamper them getting the boys immediately to an ambulance and then to a chopper to fly them to the hospital immediately. And then apparently they were driving up and down the roads. These Thailand authorities were driving up and down the roads on loudspeakers, telling vendors and anybody else who was on the road, you know, keep the road clear because we need to be able to drive the boys, you know, in the ambulance to the choppers. So it's, you know, it's much more than just the mechanics of getting them out of the cave, the technical parts of this rescue. There's also a situation where, you know, you got to keep the roads clear and make sure that there's no air traffic. And by the way, Thailand's being ruled by a military junta right now. And so you've got a situation where they actually have some elections coming up pretty soon. Okay, so we do have Adrian Bankert in Chiang Rai, Thailand, joining us now on Arizona's Morning News. Adrian, we just have a couple moments left here. Have we confirmed yet the number of boys that have been removed from the cave?
Yeah, just seconds ago, our Matt Gutman, who is at the cave, has spoken with Thai officials, and we can report that 8 boys in all have been rescued from that cave. So 4 yesterday and 4 today. We are at the hospital where we've seen 7 ambulances in total over the past couple of days. So the 6th and 7th ambulances have arrived. If they've rescued the 8 boys, which they're telling us, from the mouth of that cave, then one more ambulance should whiz by here with a police escort. And that means that we are closer and closer to seeing all 13 come out.
We were just discussing a little bit about the political situation there in Thailand, and this is obviously they want to save the boys because they're boys, right?
Right. But, well, of course.
Yeah, but this is something that not only the whole world is watching, but they've got elections coming up, and mm-hmm. The military leaders there who have been ruling the country for a while now, they don't want anything to go wrong here.
No, this is a matter of national pride, really, and to do this well and to do this successfully reflects on Thailand's, you know, own government, but also how this is being handled from the world view. I mean, so many of these rescuers and divers have come from other parts of the globe to work with Thai officials. And we know the prime minister, we're told, is in the area as we speak at the cave. So, this is a party.
Adrian Bankert, from ABC News, is joining us here from Chiang Rai, Thailand. And real quickly, the boys' conditions, they're actually not being allowed to hug their families at this point, are they?
No. Yeah, I know. They've been quarantined from hugging or touching relatives because there is that risk that if they have an infection, if they are, you know, needing to be treated at all, they don't want to compromise that by getting around somebody who has, you know, possible germs that could make their condition worsen. So they're being watched very carefully. And at the same time, it's great to see that these boys are in the arms of their family almost, but they are in the care of medics. For sure, who are making sure to watch their every move.
All right, Adrian, thank you very much. That's ABC News correspondent Adrian Bankert joining us from Chiang Rai, Thailand this morning.